Okay, the name of my story today is Share What You Already Have. Now, is your Sunday school class, are you doing the 40 days of kindness? I think I saw some of you had your decorated food bag today. Here at the Church of Forgiven Sinners, where Pastor Ed's wife is the Sunday school teacher, they are on day 18 of the 40 days of Lent. And the lesson they read in their Sunday school class this morning was how the Bible tells the story about Jesus when he fed a crowd of 5,000 people, but he only had a very small donation of fish and bread. But he blessed that food, and it became enough to feed 5,000 people and to have leftovers. Yes. And that makes you think about how if all of us give just a little bit, it can become a lot. It might not look like a lot. So this morning, Elizabeth brought a can of soup, and the Sunday school teacher put it in her red box here. In fact, I'm going to set it in front of the box so you can see them. So there's Elizabeth's can of soup. And just sort of a lonely can of soup, that's not going to help a whole family for very long, is it? No. But then Barabbas came in, and he had two boxes of Oreos. Yum. Everybody likes Oreos. So aren't these fun little foods? Yes. And so that got put up in front of the box. And then Obadiah brought in a box of Chinese noodles. My favorite, he whispered. And it got set down here. Then Gator, his plan was to bring in this bag of potato chips. But on the way to church this morning, he thought, oh, I'll just eat one out of the bag. Before he knew it, the bag was ripped open and he had eaten the whole bag. We can't even put that in the box. You wouldn't put an open bag of potato chips in a food collection box, would you? No. And then Running Chairs came in and she had her bouillon cubes. It says right on here, herb ox bouillon cubes, and you'd use them to make like a broth if you wanted a quick way to have a broth. And she brought them up and they got put in the box, and she started to say, you know, my mommy always says, you know how she says you should make sure that you use a good broth and like, you know, the bouillon, the herb ox kind. And before she got to finish it, the Sunday school teacher looked at Polly and said, and what have you brought for us today, Polly? And Polly said that she had brought spices. Now, these are really cute little spice jars. Look at them. There's four different spice jars. If you can sit down, the people behind you can see, too. Put your head down. Yeah. There. And the teacher thought that was a really nice donation. Yes, Polly, thank you for bringing that in at New Hope Ministries where this food goes. They don't very often get spices. So that was nice, Polly. And then Sam brought in a dozen eggs. And look at them here. Yeah. And the Sunday school teacher noticed that they were kind of warm, and so she sniffed them, and they kind of had a real eggy smell. And she said, oh, dear, Sam, these eggs should have been refrigerated. Have they been sitting out at room temperature for a while? And Sam said, well, since last Sunday. And the teacher explained that they really need to be, you know, refrigerated. We can't take them to New Hope. You can take them back home and do with them what you need to do there. So we'll put them over by the potato chips, too, yeah. And then Larry and Loretta came, and they brought, well, first of all, they ran up and said, hi, Mommy, because she's their mommy. And you know what we brought, don't you? And that's true, because they brought ketchup and mustard. There. Oh, no, Sam's always falling over. Come over there. Okay. And then Hammond came in, making a big to-do about it, and he brought in, I'll put him over here, this huge bag what can be in this bag? Wow! And it is toilet paper! Yay! Everybody needs toilet paper. Thanks, Hammond. Yes. Now, considering that this box just started with one little lonely can of soup, it has grown to be a lot of variety and helpful things. And that's what we need to remember, to share what we already have, because we'll still have plenty at home for us, and somebody else that maybe goes to New Hope Ministries would be able to be provided with good stuff. The end.